Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville and Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, November 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark III Center, 106 Carter Street, Louisville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and so it's not done until after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania. Checking in through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Over.
K3TFE, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Roger, Roger. Fine business here. We're back to normal, typical Sunday. Woke up with the announcement on the scanner of a lithium fire at a business here about 30 miles away called Nesmo, and didn't know exactly where that was. But anyhow, I woke up, we had a little frost in the front yard and had some ice on the windshield, and as we were going to church this morning, we could see this big column of smoke in the horizon, and found out that this place was burning all day long. Yeah, well, lithium, a big fire in Elwood City, Western Pennsylvania. This place recycles, the only place in North America that recycles the lithium batteries. So it caught fire, and if you know anything about lithium, you can't put that out with water. So that was a dilemma. Anyhow, good hearing from you. Some kind of excitement here in the typical Sunday. Wish the best to everybody there. Thanks for being there. Thanks for allowing the Echolink system on your repeater there. And we'll be listening from KA3TFB and Warrendale. Over.
All right. Well, good luck with the fires out there. That doesn't sound particularly wonderful anyway. Good luck with it, and hopefully they can get it put out. I imagine they must use some sort of chemical to put it out that they can't use water. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch you later. That would be the last Echolink station, so I would say this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
5AOW, good evening.
KC2WI.
All right, there's three more, so we'll start with M2PFM. George, good evening, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on the net. Temperature here is 35 degrees. Temperature range today was 34 to 46. And went to the church as usual, Port Leiden, there by the cannon, on the top of the hill there. From your direction, going north, you'd make a left at the light and go up the top of the hill there by the cannon, that little church. And at the church, I understand when it was new way back in the 1800s, it was brown. And at that time, William S. Pitts wrote his immortal hymn, the Little Brown Church in the Vale. locals at that time called that church, which is now St. Mark's Episcopal, used to call that their own little brown church in the Vale. Found that to be quite interesting. Okay, with that, say tomorrow I gotta go to see the social worker and make out the, I'm told it's gonna be reams of paperwork for an hour and a half or so, and Mom is transferred over to that dreaded nursing home, as old family doctor used to call it. He had the right name for it, God's Waiting Room. With that, I'll say God bless in 73s, and 2 PSM clear.
Hi, George. Well, good luck, and bring duplicates of everything, basically. I always know that whenever you got to deal with any kind of government agency or anything like that, they always want, 10 different forms of ID and this record and that record. I usually just bring it all and try to see if I have everything, there's nothing I can miss. Anyway, good luck, and we'll catch up with you later. All right. 2N5AOW. Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
N5AOW. Good evening, Jeff, and everyone on frequency this evening. Not a whole lot to report. Had a good day today. Got out. I'm working on an extension off of a shed to give a little bit of protection for the winter for some of the snow blower and things like that. Was always getting a fair amount of snow blowing in and covering things up and icing over and whatever, so this is going to help things out pretty good. I think temperature today here probably got to about 48 degrees, somewhere around there. But it was sunny, it was a nice day. Not a whole lot of breeze, but enough to keep the bugs away. not that there's any bugs around anymore, but nice. It was all right. So with that, not a whole lot of anything else really to talk about or elaborate on, so I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Everyone have a fine evening. N5AOW.
I've seen a few moths go up at camp, an occasional mosquito flying by up there. Still hasn't quite gotten down to where we've had a good hard freeze up there to really kind of kill everything off. We've had a few frosts up there and everything, and killed a few of the plants off, but I tell you, we just haven't had anything down there where it's gotten like under 20 degrees or whatever, where it's really come in and just, you know, crushed everything. But, all right, well, sounds like you, as usual, have a bunch of projects to do. I know how that goes. And, you have a good one. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see, KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's up?
KC2WI. Well, I got outside at 5:15. I spent... really the whole day on this quarterly communications exercise with Mars. I was actually only on the Mars HF net for a couple hours in the afternoon, but I started at 8 on 75 meters and collecting county status reports. Despite my best efforts and multiple emails to all my county emergency coordinators, I still had 3 counties I never heard from. And not only did I not hear from them on the air, I never got any response to my emails, which really ticks me off. And it's not uncommon with this and other things. Some people just, you know, ignore emails, even though it's, so to speak, their job. I don't understand it. They want to be assigned, they want to be appointed the emergency for the Aries EC receive for the county. And, you know, it's not something you twist their arm to do. And then you'd think they could at least send you an email and say, well, yeah, I'm going to participate. I'm going to give this to so-and-so to deal with. I can't do it, whatever. But when you get no responses at all to multiple messages, you know, kind of ticks you off. Anyway, but I did get all the northern counties of the section from Jefferson over through Clinton, Essex, Franklin, St. Lawrence, and of course I put in the report for Lewis County myself, but Hamilton, and I got Montgomery, but that was only after another email, and I never got the other three, so Fulton, Hamilton, Fulton, and Schoharie. So I don't know if anyone in those counties was contacted by some other Mars member, and you know, if they got a report in or not. That I don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to get that. I'm going to find out if that information is going to be collated eventually. Anyway, sort of like the longest day I worked in a while, and it felt like. But I was here from 8 o'clock till 6 o'clock, pretty much, 6:30, with a little break, and I took a little walk in the, you know, sort of in the dark for 20 minutes, just because I had to go out. But it's over with. Well, it's not actually, the exercise goes on for a couple days, but the major activity was today, so I don't know. And the scenario is actually not that far-fetched. Apparently, there's something like a 12% chance within the next 10 years we're going to have one of these major coronal mass ejections, and that's going to hit the Earth directly, and you know, just do all kinds of havoc. Not just disrupting, but actually destroying stuff in power distribution and communications, and you know, all unprotected solid-state electronics are going to go poof. So I hope that never happens, but because it would be a real mess. You know, a cyber attack that disrupts stuff for a couple days, you know, or a week or two, well, that's bad. But something that actually blows things up and burns things up, and that's not all going to be replaced quickly, is going to be a real problem. Anyway, 35 degrees here. My thermometer was saying the high was 50. I don't know if that's really if it really got that warm today, but maybe it's just barely eked out to that. But it's a sunny day, and tomorrow's supposed to be really, really clear and sunny, and then I guess we're going to have some crummy weather. KC2WI.
Well, sounds like you put in a lot of work on it there, and too bad didn't get everybody to participate, but that's where a lot of the volunteer work stuff goes, you know. The weather, boy, they keep changing it up. It depends on who you're listening to, you know. For a while there, it was supposed to be, you know, partly sunny throughout the week, you know, occasional chance of showers, and then maybe it's a rainy day here or there. But now they've got Monday supposed to be nice, and then one of them say it's supposed to be rainy all week, and the other one's saying, well, maybe you're partly sunny, yeah. It's going to have to wait. Wait to see what happens. All right. Thanks, Pete. You have a good evening. We'll catch you later. KD2AIT at control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Another check-in. Well, for myself, me and the sun got up this morning here. One sun, the other sun had to go back up, back home the night before. We had to work today. So, but me and my other son, we went out hunting this morning, didn't see anything. Nothing moving up there, I can tell you that right now. And, it's kind of depressing, honest with you. But, we had a good time for when we weren't hunting. And, we got up this morning, we did that, and we got back, and we closed up camp, and headed back home. Heading back up to camp here this week, too, so we got there some portion of the week. And then we just got back home here, we watched a football game, and caught up on a little TV, and see what they're doing tonight. And up to bed, and I worked home. Now, let's report. All right, KD2AIT, are there any check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of everything that you use. I'd like to thank Bill, Horndale, George, Bob, Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73, 71 listening in. KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system tonight. Good evening to all.
K3CFG portable.
To the United County. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic. As always, all stations are welcome. Please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. That helps clear up my interference from Rochester. Stations, come in, please. Okay, very good. Let me welcome back now to Gen5AOW. Hello, Bob. KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. KC2WI. Call again. And thank you all for tagging in. Much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic after the tail drops. Thank you all for tagging in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 to all. Have a good evening. Have a good day tomorrow. KA2 Zeta.